Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and it is time for a program we call it Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain. Features Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. Jeff, we're going to start a two-part series, and our overall, I guess you might call it our thesis statement, how can you have confidence selling in a weather market? And, I think we are, the market has shown us that there's building some weather premium in here, I think. So maybe you can just take us, first of all, you know, in a typical year, if you had to define a weather market, how does a weather market normally progress, Jeff?
Yeah, and I think that's an important place to start, Chad, to kind of understand what we're in. We're definitely in amongst a weather market, and there are some distinct stages of a weather market, and that's where we start off with a forecast for hot and dry conditions, and we've had that forecast. That came about, and then what you have to have happen is you have to have that forecast materialize, where those dry and hot conditions do go ahead and show up, and we're seeing that in different parts of the country that that's happening. And then you have to have that ongoing dry forecast that comes into play. But once you come past that, then you got to have a few other things happening. You have to see the topsoil and the subsoil continuing to dry out. And we've seen that. One of the things that we track, Chad, is on the weekly crop progress information that comes out from NAS, they have the topsoil and subsoil condition ratings. And what we're showing is about 31% of the corn and soybean producing areas in the U.S. are in the short to very short category, which really would be in an area where you'd say is detrimental to yield. That compares to about 24% last week, so it is getting drier. But to put it in perspective, if we go back and compare to 2012 at this point, Chad, actually the rating was at 75%. So we're nowhere near what it was there. Then the next thing we look for is that what are crop conditions doing? And we monitor the good to excellent ratings, but then we also put an index on that. So we're looking at the poor, the very poor in all the categories. And we have started seeing a decline this past week on the corn side. And then we have to see talk out there in the industry and the trade talking about the yield reductions. And we really haven't got to that stage yet. So we're kind of early in the whole process of this weather market putting in some premium. Whether or not it goes further, honestly, it's just going to depend upon the weather forecast, Chad.
As you look back at prior weather markets, Jeff, what have we learned from those related to our marketing plan?
Yeah, and some of this is going to seem like I'm stating the obvious, but I think it's important for us to go through that. That market will always peak before we think it should. And when we've got some of the most bullish information out there, it's going to probably roll over. And the reason it does that is that there's that point when the market thinks the most damage is done. You know, that's the point in which it rolls over and heads down. The other part is that once it does roll over, our human nature is going to say, you know what, I will surely get a bounce back higher. But what it's really taught us over time is that it's okay. Once that thing rolls over, it's okay if we sell on a down day, and we may end up having to do that. And also, we have to get our realistic expectations in place about where we're going to sell in regard to where the market's going. And it's okay for us to understand that, you know what, we're not going to sell at the very top. So if we kind of get some of those things behind us, those are some of the things I think we can learn from some of those past weather markets, Chad.
All right. So, you know, kind of going back to that first statement you said, overcoming the fear. Let's talk a little bit about that, because you said it's important that we should do that. So the question is, how do we accomplish that? How do we overcome that fear of missing out on that next dime or nickel?
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing we run into as we talk to people, is that there's that fear of missing out on those higher prices. And I think one of those is to think back to what we talked about in regard to our marketing plan from earlier in the year, and saying, you know what, you can make a sale and you can still come in and buy calls. And those calls will increase in value if the market goes higher. But yet, if it does roll over, you know what you've actually got for a floor. You know exactly what it's going to cost you. So put that tool, the call, in your marketing toolbox. And the other side of that, Chad, gets to be the fact if you're saying, you know, I just don't know if I'm comfortable selling here because I don't know if I'm going to produce it. So I bring that in too. What you can actually do there is you can get comfortable using puts. And what those puts will do is they'll put a price floor in for you. They'll gain value as the market goes lower, but they still let you get a better price if the market goes higher. And they're a perfect tool to use if you're not comfortable that the top's in, and you also don't want to go ahead and make a cash sale at that point, Chad.
All right. So we've talked about a lot of different things, and we're going to take a risk that the weather market is still with us for next week and follow up on some of these things. Talk about a break even, talk about, pre-harvest marketing bushels, kind of tying this all together, the fund position. In the meantime, Jeff, if folks would like to talk to you about some of these thoughts and working through and being prepared for a weather market, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the insight. Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln and using your bean to market your grain here on 840 KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.